Trump and China's Xi are set to hold talks covering Iran, nuclear issues, trade, and AI. Factbox: a Trump-Xi deal could revive U.S. energy exports to China. Oil prices rise as fragile U.S.-Iran talks keep supply concerns alive. The top U.S. diplomat discusses Iran and the Strait of Hormuz with the U.K. and Australia. Gold prices remain steady as traders watch Iran tensions and the Trump-Xi meeting. Oil extends gains after Trump says the Iran ceasefire is on life support. A U.S. state governor pushes for grid reforms as electricity bills rise. Trump says he supports suspending the U.S. gas tax after prices remain high. The U.S. lends 53.3 million barrels from its oil reserve amid the Iran conflict. Gold prices rise slightly after a setback in U.S.-Iran talks. Traders are watching inflation data. The AI rally pauses as the Middle East ceasefire is on life support. Hengrui Pharma shares surge after a $1 billion partnership with Bristol Myers. Vanguard aims to double European assets to $1 trillion by 2030. ThyssenKrupp Nucera's second quarter net loss widens. The Bank of Japan discussed a rate hike at its April meeting, with a June increase now in focus. Siemens Energy speeds up share buybacks after a jump in second quarter cash flow. Peltz's Trian is in talks to raise funds for a bid to take Wendy's private, the FT reports. Kuaishou shares rise after reports of plans to spin off its Kling AI video unit. EBITDA shares surge on strong annual earnings and guidance. GOP lawmakers scrutinize Sam Altman's business dealings ahead of the OpenAI IPO, WSJ reports. Australia's business confidence is shaken as costs rise, a survey shows. Japan's household spending falls 2.9% year over year in March. UK consumers cut spending for the first time since late 2024, Barclays card data shows. US existing home sales rise less than expected in April. U.S. existing home sales edge up, slightly missing forecasts. Greek industrial output jumps 8.3% in March on an electricity surge. German property prices climb 2.2% in the first quarter amid recovery. A Bank of England policymaker suggests waiting before making a rate decision amid uncertainty over the Iran war. Moldovan inflation accelerates to 6.8% in April. Norway's core inflation rises to 3.2% in April, matching forecasts. Bessent vows constant and robust U.S.-Japan coordination on foreign exchange. Morning bid, peace talks stall. Malaysia's economic growth likely slowed to 5.3% in January-March. U.S. consumer inflation is expected to have increased further in April amid the Iran war. The BOJ debated a near-term rate hike at its April meeting, opening the door to a June move. Fed chair nominee Warsh clears a hurdle on the path to Senate confirmation. Australia is set for a bold housing tax overhaul, while the budget deficit is expected to narrow. The dollar is steady as hopes for Middle East peace fade. The World Bank sees Pacific growth slowing to 2.8% in 2026. Japan and the U.S. affirm close cooperation on currency moves. Bitcoin steadies at $81,000 as Iran tensions and U.S. CPI remain in focus. Bitcoin rises near $82,000 as traders weigh U.S. regulatory progress and setbacks in Iran. Multibank Group's crypto arm MB.io brings Ghana gold on-chain with King's Orbis, Eon 3, and Maverick. Bybit's Makolas Mahauskas argues tokenization can drive India's $1 trillion fintech economy. Strategy sells 231,024 shares for $43 million and buys 5.35 Bitcoin. Ripple's prime brokerage unit secures a $200 million debt facility. Bybit Georgia and City Mall launch a cashback campaign for Bybit card users. Bitcoin trades above the $80,000 milestone amid legislative progress and a shift in banking. Banking groups and crypto advocates clash over stablecoin rewards in a Senate bill. Bitcoin climbs near $81,000 on a boost from institutional adoption as an Iran response looms. Grand City Properties reinstates its dividend after a 3-year pause.